Ms. Kalen, you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I'm trying to clarify if I'm eligible now.
All right. Now, they're currently pre-registering everyone at the moment. And as soon as the appointment becomes available, they will provide you with the time and location of the next available vaccine.
All right, what I'm trying to find out is I'm considered a 1B essential worker. I don't know if 1B has been called yet.
All right, if you will, please hold for a brief moment while I look into that for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, thank you for holding.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, yes, ma'am. So as of the 7th, February 7th, the vaccine eligibility expanded to include phase one in people 65 years and older.
All right. What about essential workers?
All right, we are still only able to pre-register at this time. Once an appointment becomes available for you, you will be provided with the phone call with the time and the location. Would you like to get pre-registered?
I think I have done that. What I'm trying to find out is how do you know which classification a person is in to call them?
Yes, ma'am. I don't have access to that information, but it does include phase 1B in people 65 years and older. I can provide you with some websites that could possibly give you more information, but I don't have that information that you are seeking.
All right, so just to be sure I understood, you said as of February 7th, it includes people age 65 and over and class 1B?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, that answers that question. So, but since I'm under 65, how would y'all know that I am an essential worker?
Right. Now, I don't have access to that information, but you can get pre-registered, and they will contact you when the next available vaccine is available to you. But I don't have that information that you are seeking.
Yeah, and I understand, but they might contact me on age, which is way down the line, whereas I'm an essential worker.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
So is there someone that can tell me how I get pre-registered based on being an essential worker?
All right, so we're pre-registering everyone, but I can provide you with some websites that could possibly give you more information. We don't have that information that you are seeking. The
okay.
only thing that we can do is direct you to a testing site or pre-register you. I wish I could help you, but we don't have that information.
Okay. All right. Give me some websites, please. I might have already have written these down, but I'll...
Yes, ma'am. I hope we have been able to help, but if you need more information, you may visit the following websites. ADPH, that's A as in apple, D as in dog, P as in pig, H.org, or CDC.gov, C as in cat, D as in dog, C as in cat.gov.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
What about the Alabama Public Health Department?
I'm sorry, what exactly are you asking me?
Is there a website for the Alabama Public Health Department discussing COVID?
All right, that's adph.org.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for helping me.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.